Father Travis, Father and God, we thank you for you are always with us. We will not fear because you are our God. You are our strength, Father Jesus Christ. We thank you for this day. We thank you no matter what the situations are, no matter what the circumstances, Father. We trust in you, Father. You are with us, Father. And we know that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us, Father. And this day, Father, as we're about to and partaking your word, Father, we ask that you speak to your people, seed your people, Father. May the words that come out of my mouth, the utterance out of my mouth, cannot be mine, but yours, Father. In the precious name, in the mighty name, name that's above every other name, name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, good morning, Ebenezer, and everyone that's online. I am happy to be with us today. This is my first sermon online, so we'll see how that works out for me, because I like to walk when I preach. So I hope if I'm walking back and forth in my little corner here, you guys could hear me very well. But we will ask everyone to open their Bibles to Proverbs 24, and we're going to read verse 3 through 4. So Proverbs 24, verset 3 à 4. Proverbs 24, verset 3 à 4. Proverbs 24, verses 3 to 4. I'll read it in English quickly, and I'll have Sister Nora read it in Creole for us. So the word of God, by wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Sister Nora, if you have it, can you read it in Creole for me, please?
Proverbs 24, verset 3 à 4. Bon comprendre a fait caillou camper, bon connaissance a fait camper femme. Côté qui gagne connaissance, pied caillou plein à bon bagaille qui coûte cher. Paul Seigneur.
Thank you. So, as this is on Family Month, and we are, you know, in our midst of our the pandemic, and everybody's stuck at home or social distancing. Pastor Dimitri touched on it as he was praying, and not that he was going to preach my sermon while he was praying, but we need to take this time to work on our family. We need to prendre ça le nous la caille nous pas courir monter right nous gain temps pour nous travailler sur famille our immediate family, our people within our house. And truthfully, it's not just mama, papa, petit, c'est cousin, c'est, you know what I mean? It's the people that are around you that you work on, that we build. So, and as we read in the Bible, Solomon, he gives us one of the wisest men on earth. He gives us this proverb about building the house. It's by wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that we build a strong family. This is a key to a strong family, having wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. So if you start with knowledge, knowledge is so, if I, how are we saying Creole? Go back to the Creole for me. Sam, put a Creole up there. So say, as information, knowledge is,
right?
So it's like information. Login, law, li, on bagay, upon, you get the knowledge, you got the information. So, if information, yeah, I got that. Knowledge, say information. So, law, plan, information, you got the knowledge. So, sous li, on live, you get information, right? If you watch the news, you have information. So, that's knowledge. But understanding, say, compréhension. Understanding is comprehension. So it's a little bit different than knowledge. Is you get the information, but then you have to understand the information that you get. If, for example, if a scientist came and they start speaking in medical terms and medical jargon, I would not really understand it. L'emte l'hôpital en docteur ta palavem, n'zi docteur parler non sans me comprendre, pas dire mot médical, parce que je ne peux pas comprendre, right? So, même si tu as bonne information, s'il n'est pas clair, je ne peux pas comprendre l'information. So, it's the same context. So, if you're getting information, but you don't understand it, it is not, it was, is what, l'avimenciate, as they say in Haitian, right? So it's not anything for you if you get the information, but you don't understand it. If you get information in news, but you don't understand it, it's useless. If you read a book and you don't understand it, it's a waste. So Solomon's telling us we need knowledge, we need understanding, and we need wisdom to build a strong family. Wisdom, in this context, is talking about the application of this information that we have. It's how we use it that give us the total package. So it's Janu, use information again. So you're going to start that's how you get to, actually, as Haitians call it, sagesse. That's wisdom, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in Creole. But that's the application of the information and the knowledge that you have will build this stability, will build this house that is full of fruitfulness. So the Bible tells us when we have these three, amongst other things, but these main three is what the bedrock of a strong family is built upon. And it's funny because I would think, you know, love and so on and so forth would be the first and foremost that Solomon is talking about. But he's like, no, not having the right information, the right understanding, and applying it is built on top of it, is the foundation, and then you build on top of that with everything else. So understanding how a family works, understanding what a family is, getting the right information about who a family is, who's your family, and what is in your family is the first step. And, of course, we don't need to go anywhere else but to the Bible to get information about the family. God established the family in the beginning. He established, in Genesis 2, God established family. He created man, and he put him in, as a matter of fact, I will read that for us. Let me, Genesis 2, the verse, Genesis 2, verse 21. That is fine. If Carl is available to translate for me, I'm okay with that. I don't know how that would work, but Carl, if you're down for it, I'm okay for it too. So, Sam,
I'm fine with it.
Thank you, sir. Good. So, will you, Genesis 2, and I'll read it for us, and verse 21 to the end, just to speak about how the Bible established family in the beginning. So Genesis 2, verse 21 says, So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he slept, he took one of the man's ribs and closed it up the area in the flesh. And from the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made a woman and brought her to him. And the man said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for out of man she was taken. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother, and he be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." And the man and the wife were both naked, and they were not ashamed. So, Genesis 2, God.
Alors l'Éternel Dieu fit tomber un profond sommeil sur l'homme qui s'endormit. Il prit une de ses côtes et referma la chair à sa place. L'Éternel Dieu forma une femme de la côte qu'il avait prise de l'homme et l'amena vers l'homme. Et l'homme dit, voici cette fois celle qui est os de mes os et chair de ma chair. On la prend femme parce qu'elle a été prise de l'homme. C'est pourquoi l'homme quittera son père et sa mère et s'attachera à sa femme. Ils deviendront une seule chair. L'homme et la femme étaient tous deux nus. Ils n'en avaient point honte.
Amen. Thank you. So, even in Genesis, in the beginning, God started giving us the information.
Même dans Genèse, le commencement, mon Dieu, commençait par nous information.
He told us, he gave us a mock of the family. As we look at Adam and his wife, and in Genesis 1, he told them to be fruitful and multiply.
Liban nous démarrage de famille et nous joignons dans Genèse 1 côté Dieu pour multiplier.
Exactly. So it's the information that we need is in the Bible. We have countless verses about how we should be as a family.
Li ba nou enfòmasyon koman nou dweye kòmou fòmi, nou jwenn sa nan Genèz.
And we've seen like throughout the rest of the Bible how the Bible tells us we, you know, husband, love your wife as Jesus loves the church.
Et nou jwenn sa a travèr la Bible kote li rappele pou mari menmen madame yo menm jan ke Jezu renmen l'Eglise.
Children, obey your parents.
Enfant, obéisi a vos parents.
You know, father, don't stress your kids out. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it says.
Pour pas abandonner ou pas irriter petit yo.
So, and we have the knowledge. The information is given to us in the Bible already about how family should be.
Nous y a toute information, toute connaissance là qui ba nous à travers la Bible comment famille doit fonctionner.
It is very important for us to understand that family, actually, family is older than religion.
Faut nous comprendre que famille est plus ancienne par sur religion.
Because sometimes we put, even I, even myself, I kind of fall to that fault that we put religion before family, but that's not how it should be.
Même tout, des fois, qu'on fait erreur ça. Des fois, nous voulons mettre religion avant, mais c'est famille qui était fondée avant religion.
Family is the oldest institution in the Bible.
Et puis, grande, plus ancienne institution nous gagne dans la Bible, c'est la famille.
So we need to understand, and now that we have that information, so we need to understand it and apply it.
Pwene a nou gen informasyon sa, nou gen konesan sa, se aplike li mette an aplikasyon.
It is important to understand that family was not a man-made establishment, but it is a God-made establishment. It's not the government that dictate what a family should be like.
E nou dwe kompren, la fami, institisyon sa, se pa gouvernement ki te etablil, men se bon Dieu menm ki etablil.
And once again, we should by far honor our family above everything else.
Et nous devons au-dessus de tout honorer famille ça, institution ça.
Yeah, because even when in the Bible, when it speaks about, you know, when Jesus said, you know, you're supposed to love God with all your heart and all your, all of you pretty much, all your essence. But it wasn't to be in contrast with family.
Même là que bon Dieu dit nous devons aimer de tout cœur, nous de toute âme, nous de toute force, nous, ça pas contraire avec institution ça que n'a parlé qui est les familles.
Exactly, because if you read like in let's say in Matthew 14, we're not going to read it, but in Matthew 12:46, I think, and then Luke, Jesus speaks about that, but he doesn't say, you know, the church over family, and that's sometimes those are the verses that we use to say church over family, but that's not really the context that God is talking about. You can read that on your own, Matthew 12 and Luke 14.
Et ou ka li sa apre nan Matthew 12 et Luke 14, kote le Jésus a parlé, il pa mette l'église au-dessus de la famille. Faut nous faire distinction, et pa l'église plus important par ses familles.
So, and to be fair, God put a really big mark. Well, God holds the, I'll put it this way. God holds the man at, and not necessarily in charge, but responsible. That's the right word I'm looking for. God holds the man responsible for the family.
Pour nous capi équitable, ça nous veut dire que bon Dieu établit Maria comme monde qui responsable pour famille.
So what I'm trying to give you guys right now is just a little bit of knowledge, so information, so then we could build upon that to have a better family.
Yes, ça que m'a partagé avec moi, c'est connaissance comme fondation pour nous bâtir de ça nous voulons expliquer là.
Okay, so and as I was doing the research for the sermon, I found something very interesting.
Pendant que je fais des recherches pour me préparer mes messages, ça m'a trouvé quelque chose qui était très intéressant.
The word husband, I don't know
le mot mari.
Husband in the root of, like I said, in the Latin root, where it came from.
Si nous regardons l'origine latine que mot ça.
It's two words that is combined.
C'est deux mots que combinés.
And it's literally house bond.
Qui voulait dire yon bondage, yon sorte de rassemblement dans une maison.
Exactly. So it's two words. It's house and bond that made husband. It's house bond.
Mot husband en anglais ou bien mari en créole, c'est deux mots combinés liés. Husband qui signifie maison et ben qui signifie un bondage, un mariage, un rassemblement.
Exactly. So husband, the man, is essentially the glue that holds a family together.
Et si on t'a mis de façon pratique, mari a celui qui la colle qui colle la famille. Hein?
So a husband, you got to play a role as the head of the family.
Et en tant que mari, on doit jouer rôle ou en tant que chef maison, chef famille. Hein?
And we've even with our example in Genesis, God spoke to Adam first and gave him, and he told Adam, hey, don't eat the fruit, so on and so forth, and expected Adam to tell his wife.
Et nous jouons un exemple, ça, même dans Genèse, parce que c'est avec Adam que bon Dieu t'a baillé l'autre là avant, pour te dire pas manger fruit, hein? Et bon Dieu t'a pas attendu que Adam passe le message à madame. Ni.
And even when we fell, God came to Adam like, what happened, Adam?
Et même là que t'es tombé dans le péché, et c'est côté Adam, bon Dieu est allé avant, demander à Adam qui s'est passé.
So what I'm trying to give you guys is that the information is in the Bible how the family unit is supposed to work.
Ça me fait comprendre que genre famille doit fonctionner. Toute information ça là dans la Bible.
So now we need the understanding because we have the information, so we have to understand how it comes together.
Puisque nous gagnons toute information en plat, mais nous connaissons assez comprendre comment nous venons ensemble, nous appliquer les.
And thank God the Holy Spirit is there to help us with understanding because it says, on all you're getting, get understanding. That's what the Bible says, right? And all you're getting, it doesn't say get knowledge, it says, and all you're getting, get understanding.
Et nous remercions bon Dieu pour Saint-Esprit qui l'a pour éclairer nous parce que dans le verset nous t'es lié, il dit nous, ça nous doit gagner, c'est gagner connaissance.
Amen. So, now that we have information and the Holy Spirit is going to help us understand and translate that information, so now we got to apply that information.
Quand il y a une information, Saint-Esprit a fort bien bon comprendre comment pour appliquer, mettre en pratique information ça.
Because the information and so that's where wisdom comes in. So when we are applying the information that we have, that's when we get wisdom and then good.
Et sagesse c'est l'on appliquer connaissance ou gain, hein? C'est ça que les sagesse, application de la connaissance.
So it is clear that family is important to God.
Il est clair que famille c'est un bagage qui est important pour bon Dieu.
So now in this time that we are in this season of displacement and staying at home.
Et dans saison ça à côté que nous y est, côté que tout monde la caillou.
It is a great time to work on all the information and the knowledge that we have and start applying it.
Et c'est une bonne occasion pour nous qu'à travailler sur toute information ça que nous gagnons mais nous à travers la Bible et mettre en application.
So coming out of Corona, we should have our family unit should be stronger than it was before.
Le nous va sortir dans la crise, la famille doit sortir plus jeune, plus en forme que le nous est entré dans la saison de virus ça.
Because this epidemic one blessing it has given us is given us more time for most of us with our family.
Et une bon bagage que épidémie ça fait, li fait que famille rete ensemble, passer plus temps ensemble.
You have more time. Most of us who are not in the front line have more times in our hands right now.
Surtout en dehors de monde qui travaille à l'hôpital ou bien monde qui travaille dans la ligne devant, nous gagnons plus de temps qu'on y a tout le monde, nous gagnons plus de temps la caille, nous plus de temps pour passer à la famille. Nous.
And then, so even when we are social distancing, that doesn't mean we can't pick up a call and call our dad that's in Florida. This is, I'm talking about to myself, and spend an hour on the phone with them because now we have the time to do that.
Malgré que nous avons une distance sociale, ça n'a pas empêché nous de prendre un téléphone, nous relayer en famille, en parents, quoi que nous été loin, qu'on y a nous plus de temps, nous avons fait ça, nous avons passé plus de temps avec un téléphone.
Exact, parce que nous sommes dans le hustle and bustle of our everyday life.
Nous pas dans le coup et monter la vie quotidienne, nous.
So, now we have that time. Now it's time to be wise and build on the knowledge and the information that the Bible has given us and build our family.
C'est temps pour nous intelligents, pour nous sages, pour nous appliquer information que bon Dieu va nous révéler nous à travers la Bible, parole.
Because the truth is, the family unit is the bedrock of society.
Et si nous avons la vérité à pilier société à ses familles.
So the better and richer the family units are, the better we will have our society be.
Plus bon que famille et plus arrangement que famille fait, plus unité que dans la famille, c'est plus bon société à la préfecter dans la société qui est alentour.
Because if we look at society, or I say the society is not necessarily for family.
Société a pas fait pour famille.
It's the other way around. But society does not even support really family as a whole for the most part.
C'est le contraire parce que société pas supporté famille la plupart des.
As a matter of fact, they're trying to change the definition of what a family is.
Au contraire, il y a essayé de arranger, de redéfinir qui ça en famille doyer.
So we have to be very cognizant of that the world is not gonna support our Christian or godly views of what a family should be.
Et faut très intelligent sur ça parce que monde là pas supporter ça, bon Dieu, vision, bon Dieu, gain, vision, bon Dieu, t'es établi pour une famille.
The world is set up to have broken families, and unfortunately, we have a lot of broken families, and because of broken families, we have a broken society.
Monde là établi pour famille qui a crasé, divisé, et à cause de ça, à cause de fractures qui gagnent en famille, ouais, société a vint dépravée.
Because unfortunately, and even in the church, and sometimes with reason, but for example, divorce rate is more than 52%.
Et même dans l'église, et le regard le taux de divorce là, dépassé 52%, même dans l'église.
And that's a breakdown of what family and God has told us what family should be: a man and a woman, and then their fruit of their loins.
Et regardez ça, bon Dieu, t'es établi comme une famille, c'est un mari, une madame avec présent trio.
So even as and society actually promotes that, and it encourages that. So it says, you know what, if your marriage is not working out, just get a divorce. It's that simple.
Parce que nous, sa société a promoté, ça a encouragé. Si il y a un problème avec madame ou mari, si ça va arranger, elle prend divorce.
It promotes for us young people or the young people to challenge their parents. It promotes disobedience, to be quite honest.
Et nous, la société a ça encore à encourager, à promouvoir pour petit challenge parents, désobéir parents.
So, and all the stress of the world that is put upon us, let's say for work and the bills, now the parents are stressed, and then they're stressing out their kids, so then we have that conflict.
Et tout stress que moi de la mettre sous dos par là, avec Bill et avec toute responsabilité par la stressé de Simon, ça vient créer plus de conflits dans la maison.
So it's not really set up for us as a family to win.
Et société a pas fait, pas établi pour famille réussir là-dedans.
We have to put an effort forward for family to win.
Et si nous voulons famille réussir, faut nous faire des efforts, faut nous mettre efforts pour nous faire famille nous réussir.
And thank God we have the formula in the Bible.
Et nous disons, bon Dieu, merci parce que l'Iba nous formule à travers parole, la Bible.
So all we have to do is apply it.
Seul ça nous doit faire, appliquer.
All we have to do is walk in it.
Seul ça nous doit faire, marcher là-dedans.
All we have to do is live it.
Seul ça nous doit faire, vivre parole.
Because it is that, if we don't do that, our families as a whole will fail.
Et si nous pas appliquer, nous pas faire cela, famille que nous gagnons la détruit.
And society as a whole will fail.
Et société a dans tout pas li va détruire tout.
Okay. So love one another.
Remè yon lòt.
Spend time with one another.
Passe tan yon avèk lòt.
Learn what is important to one another.
Apprenn sa ki important de yon lòt.
This season is a great time for the parents to really learn who their kids are.
Saison sa, c'est une bonne occasion tout parent connaît que sa petite yo remè.
Because kids usually know their parents very well.
Si moun yo kwèm souvle, yo konnen plus paso konnen yo.
Amen. That's exactly what I was saying. Because parents don't really know their kids very well. You think you know what they like, but then you're like, wait, that is not my kid. My kid would never do that. But your kid did that.
Et apil fwa, ou kon ap di, ou pa piti mwen ka fè sa, men en verite, se yo ki fèl vwe, paso pa konnen yo.
You haven't spent time to get to know what's important to them.
Paso pa pase tan pou konnen sa ki important pou yo menm.
Because you're worried about the bills.
Paso sol preokupasyon, se pe bil yo.
But you're not worried about your kid that's growing up.
Men de fwa nou neglije, pense avec Simon ça qu'a grandi dans Kyle.
Especially in a Haitian family, because I'm Haitian, so that's the family I can speak of.
Et spécialement pour famille haïtienne, parce que moi même ça haïtien, c'est ça exemple ça me qu'a parler de lui.
Because I know my parents, they felt like we gave you a roof, food, and that's it, and clothes, and you're good to go. That's it. I give you a roof, I give you food on the table, you got clothes on your back, I did my job.
Et m'kadjou, mwen mèm lèm tap grandi, parce que l'exemple sa m'te pre, par exemple, depuis yo di yo bo manje, yo bo kote pou dormi, yo bo rad, yo fini avant, yo fè job yo.
But that's not the case. That is not true.
Mais c'est pas le cas du tout.
We have to understand who our kids are.
Fò nou konn ki eske ti moun nou yo ye.
That's how we'll, you know, love them, and that's how we'll kind of fight that disobedient spirit that's coming across and that want to put division between us.
C'est comme ça n'ap ka reme yo et comme ça nou ka va combattre esprit désobéissance k'ap antre sou yo pou vin diviser famille.
I'm going to use myself as an example.
M'a utilize tèt mwen comme exemple.
I remember when I was maybe 16, 17 years old.
Nou sonje le peut-être de 16 à 17 ans.
And you know, back then cell phones weren't popular.
Et nan tan sa telefòn selulèr pa populèr.
But beepers were.
Men te gen sa ante le beeper.
Some of the young people in here will not know what a beeper is, but I'll explain to you guys on Friday night.
Apil jwen yo gen dwa pa konprann pa konnen sa an beeper ye, but vendredi swa nan etude biblik n ap pale plus sou sa.
But no, so at 16, 17, I bought a beeper.
Then they can say that you sit on my shoe and beep.
And then my parents had this big conference with one another.
Et maman avec papa m'a eu une grosse conférence, grosse discussion, une à l'autre.
And then they brought me in.
Et yo fait entrer là.
And then they asked me, wait, are you selling drugs?
Et yo m'a dit, mais est-ce que tu vends drogue?
Because it's drug dealers that have beepers.
Parce que beeper c'est pas moun ka vend drogue gen.
But I laugh at that right now because
m'a ri avec ça kounyer.
Because if they knew who I was, thank you Sam for the picture of the beeper. If they knew who I was, that would never been a question.
Si yo te konnen ki es mwen te vraiment, question sa pa la même monte nan tête yo pou arriver même poser mni.
Because they never spoke to me in the context where they would find out that would never be Bruce.
Yo pa jam mete m chita pou yo pala avèm pou yo konnen ke sa pa la jam nan karaktèm pou m fè.
So they jumped to conclusions as to why I have a beeper. And I was just trying to be cool.
Parce que ouais, beeper a get a fait conclusion que c'est drogue m'a vann. Mais seul ça me devait faire, me devait paraître cool même j'ai avec tout le monde.
Right? Poor job, man. I spent all my money. I worked hard for that beeper. I was my little $7 an hour I was making. Wow.
Et me travaille en pile pour me carrer un beeper, ça m'a fait $7 là.
But no, so the thing is, if you spend time with your kids, some of these conflicts will not happen if you get to learn who your children are.
La chose est que si nous même parents nous passons temps avec petite nous gagne de conflits qui pas jamais lever dans mitan.
So it is wise for us to use this time that we have that has been given to us.
Li sage pour nous prendre opportunité de temps ça qui que nous gagne pendant n'a passe ensemble avec petite nous dans caille là.
Let's learn each other.
On va apprendre une de l'autre.
Learn who your wife is. Reconnect with your wife.
Essayer de connecter avec madame ou chercher connaître qui est mon ça est vraiment.
Wife, reconnect with your husband.
Madame, reconnecter avec mari.
Maybe you guys cannot go on a date, but maybe you could go walking together.
Peut-être que nous pas caler à nos dates avec madame dans moment ça mais on cal marcher dans quartier ensemble.
All you guys could just spend time talking to each other.
Ou bien on passer plus temps parler une avec l'autre.
So use the time wisely that you have.
Utiliser temps ça intelligemment, temps ça qu'on gagne.
So you have the knowledge, which is the information.
Ou gen connaissance qui information.
You have the understanding of the information.
Ou gen bon comprendre de information recevoir.
So now we need to apply all the information and the knowledge that we have.
Et qu'on y a faut nous mettre en pratique toute connaissance avec information que nous recevoir.
With the Holy Spirit's help.
Avec aide du Saint-Esprit,
we will have a rich, treasureful, beautiful treasure of a family, as it says in the Proverbs. A beautiful treasure is what will our family would be.
Et même Jean dit dans Proverbe, famille nous va un trésor, un précieux trésor.
So this is the season to do that. This is the time to do that.
Ça c'est saison pour nous faire ça. Ça c'est temps pour nous prendre pour nous faire ça.
So that's the words I'm going to leave with you today. Love one another and do something about it.
Mo ke m vle kite avò jodi a, reme yon lòt e fè yon bagay avèk sa.
God bless you guys.
Ke bon Dje beni ou.
Pastor, back to you.